Character is an individual in an individual is universally desired. Character in an individual is universally desired. This is Instant Illumination here in Campo, California. It's Dr. Herbert L. Varley giving you the thoughts on Instant Illumination. Character in an individual is universally desired. What is character? That's always a very interesting thing when you can define the words that you're using. But character is our uniqueness. Character are the principles that we have used to guide our life and that we have used to set our course and make our values. Principle and values and character, they're all pretty close together. Now, I was just saying that two people who are in the same understanding and appreciate the philosophy very deeply could have two different characters. One is a character of submission, and another is a character of aggression. They are aggressively being themselves, and the other is submissively being themselves. Is either better than the other? No. Each is the way that we are brought up. Each is the way that we set our values in life. And some person might say, agree with your adversary quickly, and that would be considered sort of a permissive thing, you know, as though you are being manipulated by others. And others say, eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, you know, very aggressive. And they're standing up for principle in that very powerful way. But what does character really mean? When you have a person who has character, what do you think of that person? What do you think about their way of looking at things? What do you think about their way of thinking about life? Do you think that the person who has character, let's just say, well, we've often heard, hey, that person is a character. And what do we really mean by saying they're character? In that way, it's a bit of a derogatory statement, saying that that person has character. You know, that person is a character. Yeah, but it's just that person is a character, and that person has character. It's two absolutely different attitudes and statements. And what is it that it's, why is it two different statements? It's two different statements because it refers to the word character under two different banners. In one, character is being the finest that you are able to be, and in the other, you are putting on a show. You are a character, and you are trying to get people's attention and get people to like you, not for who you really are, but who you are pretending to be. And that's what a character is. A character is someone who's trying to get people's attention because of who that person is pretending to be. Now, when a mother goes in to chastise her children for doing something incorrect, she oftentimes says, when your father comes home, I will have him take care of you. And the real mother never does that. The real mother never mentions the father. The real mother has character. And she goes to the children and she says, all right now, let's all sit down. And so they all sit down. And she says, now, what seems to be the problem here? What seems to be causing this unhappiness between you? And the children said, he, they, she, they, you know. And she said, well, no, just a minute. Let's just realize that each one of you are number one. Each one of you are in charge of your own life. And now, what have you done to have peace with each other? What have you done to get along with each other? You know, have peace with each other, get along with each other. You know, it's the same type of thing. What have you done to get along with each other? Well, what you've done to get along with each other is to be angry with each other and to want everybody to do it your way. Now, what was the problem that you were working with? Well, I was watching television, and they came in, and they changed it, and I wanted to watch this show, and they wanted to watch that show. And then you say, as a mother, well, what is it that we have always said here? Whoever turns the television on first, they have priority of choice. And anybody else who comes in, they have to take their place. Now, that seems pretty reasonable, isn't it? If you want the if you want the television show, or if you want something specifically, show up and get set up for it. But now, my beautiful children, let's think about this. You are interested in having the television and what you want. Now, each one of you has a television in your own room. And we have a television in the master bedroom, and we have never said you can't watch television wherever there's a television set. So there are four of you children, and we have six television sets. We have one in the living room, one in the family room, and one in each bedroom with the four children. And then we also have one in the master bedroom.
Wow.
Now, that's not unusual. That's not a bad thing. But now, why is it you all want to watch the television in the family? Well, it's the biggest screen. I'll say, well, that's the biggest screen. Now, what are you watching, the screen or the show? You know, what do you want to do? Well, now look, we all work together in harmony. And if we're going to show our character, show how we've been trained, what our values are, then we're going to be cooperative with each other. Now, how many of you wanted to watch the show that Jamie watched? And only Jamie was the one who decided to. Well, then you go into another room and you watch whatever you want to there. Now, what is this all about? Why is it that you want to be unhappy when you don't have to be unhappy? I want to watch. There are other televisions you can watch. I want to watch on this television. Well, have you thought of bribing your brother and getting the television on the station you want? Did you go into watching his show, and did you put your arms around him and say, you're the most wonderful brother that anyone could ever have. You're a neat guy. And your brother will look up at you and say, what do you want, you know? And you'll say, nothing. I just want to tell you how much I love you. And the brother says, you want to tell me how much you love me? You ought to do that more often. That's real nice. And so, as you're talking, all of a sudden, you realize that the show he's watching is kind of interesting. And you change your mind about wanting to see a different show than the one he's watching. And so you start to talk to him, and you start to recognize that he has values. He knows his rights. He knows the rules. Now, if you just give him a little bit of love, he'll probably say, well, I really wasn't interested in that show. I was just trying to be mean to you guys. But what show would you like to watch? Now, show him honest, unconditional love. Say, you're the neatest brother. But I'm going to go up to my bedroom now, and I'm going to watch the show I want to see. And he says, well, don't do that. I like having you here. We'll watch your show here. And the other kids look on, and they're sort of mouth open, gaped, and say, gee, I didn't know that would work. Well, that always works. Unconditional love always works. Now, why don't you all just go in there and say, okay, we'll watch the show you're watching. Because it must be a very good show if you chose it, because you have character. You have principle. You live by what the rules are. We don't have to do anything else than just love each other. And pretty soon, all the kids are sitting together in the living room watching this show they didn't want to see, which was a kiddie-kiddie show. They wanted to watch a mid-kiddie show, not a kitty show. And so they said, hey, that's kind of interesting. And the mother comes in again and says, well, I see you all sitting together here, enjoying the show together. How wonderful. And she says, I think it's a good time for some popcorn, don't you? And they all say, yes, 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 and some soda water. And so she brings out the popcorn and the soda water, and they have a good time being together. You see, character is not something you force. Character is something you teach in the children. And when you teach it to them, they will grow up with that all their life, with those values of loving one another, of realizing that you get a lot more done by loving than you do by scolding and being angry and being upset and demanding your own way. When you can say, hey, it doesn't matter to me, I'll watch your show. That's kind of interesting. I used to watch those when I was a little child too, 2 years before, you know. And they learn. But if the mother banishes them each to their room, they'll watch whatever they want to watch anyhow. But if the mother banishes them, then they feel that it's a punishment to go to their room. And the children should know that it's a privilege to go to their room. If they want to go to their room after dinner and not sit in the family, they have to say, can I go up to my room and watch my own show? And the mother would say, well, let's be here together and be a family together. Let's enjoy one another's company. Let's learn to appreciate what other people's points of view are. And as the mother works on this with the children, they come across in a beautiful way. They develop the character that's in them. They develop the principles that are in them. They develop the attitudes that are in them that give them purpose. Now, staying on the little children's level, what happens when our children go and visit the neighbor children? And they go in the house, and they watch television with the neighbor children. And the neighbor children turn on shows that they're not allowed to watch. And they just say, hey, at our house, we watch this show. In other words, a different show. And could we watch that here too? They don't say, we don't watch that dumb stuff. My dad and my mom says, no, you don't watch that stuff. That's not good. You see, character makes you not want to hurt somebody else, but character makes you want to be a person who knows how to harmoniously live with everybody in your world and get what you want too. Get the things that are important to you, because you don't have to fight. You don't have to argue. You just say, hey, did you know what they're doing on that show over there? And it's so great. We were watching it just before we came over, and they're doing this nice deep sea research, you know, and they're going down and looking at the little fire holes in the bottom of the ocean. Did you know that in the bottom of the ocean there's fire that's coming up out of holes in it? And they say, oh, really? Wow, you know. And so you get their interest. But this is character. Mm-hmm. Character is the ability to be loving when all around you the world is a little bit distressed. Character is the ability to find peace where all around you might be disheveled. All around you might be people who are unhappy with one another, where circumstances might not be as beautiful as they could. And you find peace. And as you walk through there, everyone drops their anger for a moment and looks at you and sees this Prince of Peace, the Child of Peace, the Adult of Peace, walking by. That's character. Character is living up to your finest and your best of what you believe you are. And you know, we say, be yourself and have fun. Being yourself and have fun is the greatest character one can ever be. Because if yourself is good, and it is good, and if you're being yourself and having fun, it's very good. Now, some people do mischievous things, some people do silly things, and some people are rebellious and more, so forth. Well, now, those people have character, but they've hidden it. They've hidden the character under the auspices of thinking that they're being picked on and that they're not getting things their way and so forth, because their mother, their father, and their peers never taught them how a little bit of honey gets more flies or whatever, more bees than whatever. And you see, we have to be real careful on how we live our life and how we teach other people. But one of the most wonderful things about this character in an individual is universally desired. One of the most wonderful things about that is that every one of us has the ideal character within us. Something needs to encourage it to come out. And that encouragement can start in the cradle. That encouragement can start on the first day we're born. You are an obedient child. Encouragement can come from the very first moment we're born. You love everybody in the world. You love life, and life loves you, and everybody in the world loves you. Now, that's not bad. And your life, my God, you certainly are born at the right time. Everything is going your way. You have all the stars in the sky going your way, all the astrology going your way, and you have everything else going your way. You're born at a good economic time in the world and with a good attitude time in the world where everyone is thinking love and peace and harmony. Wow! Now that's what you say. That's what you say to the little baby. And then you watch. That little baby will experience just that and will be delighted in being in our world. Character in an individual is universally desired and universally enjoyed. Have a good night, day, afternoon, evening, whenever you're listening to this, and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.